Good afternoon. Clouds are steadily streaming into interior New York and New England out ahead of a warm front that will approach from the west and south over the next 24 hours. So sunshine will be limited today. The best chance for more sun will be in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England, while other locations in interior New York and New England will see a decent amount of cloud cover through the afternoon. This will hold temperatures back a bit, and highs will generally reach into the lower to mid-60s on average, although some 50s are possible across the higher terrain. With the eventual flow of milder air and the thicker cloud cover during the course of the day today, we do run the risk of a few passing showers. We'll continue to run the risk of those showers into the night tonight. Otherwise, skies will be cloudy and overnight lows will be in the upper 40s to lower 50s on average. We'll still see the chance of a few showers tomorrow. That warm front will still take its time making its way through the region. Otherwise, we can look for mostly cloudy skies during the day on Monday with highs near 60. Finally, the warm front will push through overnight on Monday night and into the day on Tuesday will be in the warm sector. This will set the stage for more numerous showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday afternoon. Otherwise, skies will be cloudy and highs will reach into the lower to mid-70s. The wave of low pressure associated with the front will pass by on Tuesday night. This should allow us to dry out for the day on Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds in the lower to mid-70s once again. Another front will approach during the day on Thursday with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny. Out ahead of this front, temperatures will reach into the upper 70s. Back down to near 70 with a mix of sun and clouds on Friday, and it looks like we run the risk of a few showers to start next weekend with highs in the 60s on Saturday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, heavy rainfall is set to make a return to much of Arizona and eastern California by tomorrow as Hurricane Rosa tracks toward the northeast and into the region. Rosa's in the process of recurving into the mid-latitudes ahead of a developing upper-level trough. The current forecast track from the National Hurricane Center indicates that Rosa will approach the northern portion of Baja California tomorrow as a tropical storm. Although the winds associated with Rosa are expected to weaken considerably, copious amounts of tropical moisture will be drawn northward toward the desert southwest. In addition, a developing front will help focus the heavy rain along an axis from central Arizona northward. Flash flood watches are in effect for Southern California and large parts of Nevada, Utah, and the western half of Arizona. Another area that will likely get significant rainfall over the next couple of days will be from Iowa into Michigan. Rain-embedded thunderstorms are forecast to develop in association with a surface low tracking eastward along a stationary front. And Typhoon Trami is impacting southern Japan as it made landfall as a Category 3 storm earlier today. The typhoon is expected to weaken as it continues to track northeastward and accelerate, passing Kyoto and Tokyo in the next 12 hours. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunshine, then increasing clouds, lower 70s. Boston, increasing clouds in the upper 60s. And in Buffalo, cloudy, with the chance of showers and highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 66 degrees, the average low, 45. The record high, 88, set in 1905, and the record low, 28, in 1991. Sunrise this morning was at 6:51 a.m., sunset this evening 6:38 p.m., 11 hours and 47 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a risk of a shower today and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Cloudy with showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly cloudy, just the risk of a shower today, highs in the mid-60s. Cloudy with a shower possible tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a scattered shower today, highs around 60. Cloudy with showers tonight, lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower today, highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy with a shower possible tonight in the lower 50s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower today and highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy with a shower possible tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with the chance of showers near 60. Showers and thunderstorms likely Tuesday, otherwise cloudy, lower to mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-70s Wednesday. Partly sunny with a shower or thunderstorm Thursday in the upper 70s. Back to a mix of sun and clouds near 70 on Friday. And mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the mid-60s on Saturday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.